This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Israel launched more airstrikes into Gaza on Sunday with bursts of gunfire heard in the distance. Israel was expected to launch a ground assault in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip after telling Palestinians living in the densely populated territory on Friday to leave. More now from VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent, Cindy Sain.
Israeli forces massed along the border with Gaza after warning residents of Gaza City to leave so that they can destroy Hamas operating capacity. The United Nations and other international organizations warned that water is running out in Gaza and that asking some 1 million people to evacuate from northern Gaza in the middle of a war zone is dangerous and in some cases impossible. Amid the tensions, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited the United Arab Emirates as part of a seven-country tour to try to stop the violence from spreading. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Al-Hurra interviewed Israeli ambassador to the United States Michael Herzog. As we've told you, Israel has told Gaza residents to evacuate, but the ambassador says Hamas is preventing that.
Let me be clear. We are determined to crush the Hamas war machine, so they will not threaten us again. But as we intensify that war effort, we don't want civilians to be hurt, so we call on them to leave their homes. And in response, Hamas is trying to force them to stay in their homes and to serve as human shields.
A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake has hit Afghanistan just a week after another earthquake. It is unclear yet how much damage has been done by the latest trembler. This is VOA News. Frightened by unprecedented violence on the streets and within prisons, Ecuadorians have a universal demand for their next president: safety. A runoff election Sunday pits an heir to a banana empire and an attorney. The election comes as more Ecuadorians become victims of the drug-related violence that erupted roughly 3 years ago and has intensified just recently. Whoever wins will govern only through May 2025, which is what remains of the presidency of Guillermo Lasso. Cut his term short when he dissolved the National Assembly in May amid impeachment proceedings against him. Voting is also underway in a high-stakes election in Poland that will chart the way forward for the European Union member on NATO's eastern flank. The outcome of Sunday's election will determine whether the conservative nationalist Law and Justice Party will win an unprecedented third consecutive term in power, or a combined opposition can win enough support to oust the ruling party. A referendum on migration, the retirement age, and other issues is being held simultaneously, which the opposition says is an effort to mobilize the ruling party's electorate. Many polls feel like it is the most important election since 1989. That was the year that marked the end of decades of communism. President Vladimir Putin said Russian forces have bolstered their positions across the entire front line in Ukraine after what he said was the failure of Ukraine's counteroffensive this year. Evidence suggests that Ukraine is, in fact, making progress and pushing back Russian forces. Australia's Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marlis said his government will look for new ways to lift Indigenous living standards after voters soundly rejected a proposal to create a new advocacy committee. Every state and the mainland territory, apart from the Australian Capital Territory on Saturday, voted against a proposal to enshrine in the Constitution an Indigenous voice to the Parliament to advocate on behalf of the nation's most disadvantaged ethnic minority. For more stories from around the world, 24 hours a day, you can go to our website, which is voanews.com. There are pictures, there are video stories, and audio podcasts there as well. You can also find VOA on social media, like Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Scott Walterman.